Agony from ecstasy.
I hear a lot of people talking about ecstasy, calling it a fun, harmless drug. All I can think is, if they only knew. I grew up in a small rural town in Pennsylvania. It's one of those places where everyone knows your name, what you did, what you ate, and so on. I was a straight-A student and one of the popular kids, liked by all the different crowds. Drugs never played a part in my life. They were never a question. I was too involved and focused on other things. I always dreamed of moving to New York City to study acting and pursue a career in theater. My dream came true when my mom brought me to the city to attend acting school. As you can imagine, it was quite a change from home. I was exposed to new people, new ideas, and a completely new way of life, a way of life that exposed me to drugs. Most of the people that I met in the acting school had already been doing drugs for years. I felt that by using drugs, I would become a part of their world, and it would deepen my friendship with them to new levels. I tried pot, even a little cocaine, but it was ecstasy that changed my life forever. I remember the feeling I had the first time I did ecstasy, complete and utter bliss. I could feel the pulse of the universe. It was as if I had unlocked some sort of secret world. It was as if I'd found heaven. And I wondered how anything that made you feel so good could possibly be bad. As time went by, things changed. I graduated and began to use drugs, especially ecstasy, more frequently. As I did, I actually started to look down on those who did not. I surrounded myself only with those who did. I had gone from a girl who never used drugs to a woman who couldn't imagine life without them. In 5 months, I went from a person living somewhat responsibly while pursuing my dream to a person who didn't care about a thing. And the higher I got, the deeper I sank into a dark, lonely place. When I did sleep, I had nightmares and the shakes. I had pasty skin, a throbbing head, and the beginnings of paranoia. But I ignored it all, thinking it was normal, until the night I thought I was dying. On this night, I was sitting on the couch with my friends, watching a movie and feeling normal, when suddenly I felt as if I needed to jump out of my skin. Racing thoughts, horrible images, and illusions crept through my mind. I thought I was seeing the devil, and I repeatedly asked my friends if I was dead. On top of all of this, I felt as if I was having a heart attack. Somehow I managed to pick up the telephone and call my mom in the middle of the night, telling her to come get me. She did, pulling me out of my apartment the next morning. I didn't know who I was or where I was as my mom drove me back to my family's hospital in Pennsylvania. I spent most of the drive curled up in the back seat, while my younger sister tried to keep me calm. I spent the next 14 days in the hospital in a state of extreme confusion. This is what ecstasy gave me, but it didn't stop there. My doctors performed a scan of my brain. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the results. The scan showed several dark marks on the image of my brain, and my doctors told me those were areas that carry out memory functions, where the activity of my brain had been changed in some way. Since I saw that scan, my life has been an uphill crawl. I hear people say ecstasy is a harmless, happy drug. There's nothing happy about the way that harmless drug chipped away at my life. Ecstasy took my strength, my motivation, my dreams, my friends, my apartment, my money, and most of all, my sanity. I worry about my future and my health every day. I have many mountains ahead of me, but I plan to keep climbing because I'm one of the lucky ones. I've been given a second chance, and that's not something that everyone gets.